This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Roman bathhouses to TikTok influencers, cold water immersion has always had a certain mystique about it. But now ice baths are everywhere, from elite sports recovery to backyard bathtubs and boogie wellness studios. They're sold as paths to discipline, resilience, mental clarity. But are we being sold a dangerous myth? Well, Samuel Cornell is PhD candidate in public health at the University of New South Wales. He's been warning that behind the hype, there are real health risks people need to understand. Samuel, welcome to Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start with what we're seeing. Why do you think ice baths have exploded in popularity lately, and especially with younger men?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it sort of goes along with all of the other wellness trends that we're seeing at the moment that are just booming on social media. Mm. So whether that be, you know, your local run club, running's having a real moment. Sauna use is absolutely, you know, going gangbusters. And then also we've got ice baths, amongst other wellness trends. Of course, people have been concerned about their diets now for years, but ice baths have really got this broad mass appeal. And I think it's because they look quite cool on social media. You know, someone sitting there in some freezing cold water looking really serene and meditative. So, you know, where behind the scenes, they're actually absolutely freezing and they're just doing their best to hold a nice, you know, expression for their social media followers.
I shouldn't.
So I think it's sort of that.
I'm only laughing because I'm trying to have cold showers in the morning, and I think I've got to about seconds and I just can't do any more. But people meditating in freezing water, claiming it boosts everything from mood to metabolism. Yeah. How much of that stacks up with the actual science itself?
Yeah, exactly. Not a lot is the answer.
Oh.
You know, a lot of this stuff just really doesn't have any decent evidence to say, you know, to back up the claims that particularly people on social media and influencers make. And of course, you know, now, I mean, I've seen videos on TikTok of people selling, you know, these sort of homemade ice baths, telling you it's going to just make you a better man, basically, and fix absolutely everything about your life. And the truth is, you know, a lot of these claims just really don't hold any water, mind the pun. So I think that you do have to take it with a pinch of salt. You know, that's not to say that, you know, some studies, for instance, show some benefit with mood, but then it's quite easy to go and find another study which refutes that and says there really isn't any. So there's a lot of anecdotal evidence. Mm. You know, a lot of people do say, well, I just feel really good when I get out of the ice bath.
Yeah, I would too.
Fair enough. You know, once you're out. I think that, you know, it is just that a lot of it's anecdotal. And that's not to say that anecdotal evidence doesn't matter. I mean, of course, the way people feel about things matters. But the truth is, in terms of a physiological response, certainly if there really are any benefits, it's unlikely that they exist past staying in there for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Because it seems that really if there is any beneficial physiological response, then that's just happening because of what we call cold shock, which is what happens essentially when you're immersed in cold water for the first sort of couple of minutes.
So if we do them, that we don't have to do them for too long to get any, I suppose, anecdotal benefits.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, if you are going to do them, then there's really no point staying in past a couple of minutes. Absolutely. That response that you get from cold water immersion is a powerful response. It's quite an evolutionarily conserved response. I mean, there's the mammalian diving reflex, which humans have and is present in lots of, well, mammals. And that triggers quite a powerful physiological response. So when you hit cold water, you know, anywhere really below 15 degrees Celsius, you are going to get a physiological response. And in terms of, I suppose, how trained you are, that can differ. Lots of people who are used to cold water swimming, they might not feel like they're gasping for air, but most people who aren't trained probably would. Mm. And heart rate spikes, blood pressure rises. These are quite conserved responses for your survival, in essence. Yeah.
So therefore, essentially, we could get a similar benefit by taking a swim down the beach, for example, in winter here in Melbourne, rather than necessarily jumping in a bath full of ice.
100%. Yeah. I mean, and to be honest, like I live here in Sydney, and I mean, personally, I'd rather just go down to the beach and get in for a little swim than just sit in a bathtub full of cold water. You know, it's a bit nicer being out in nature and at the beach. Yeah. And certainly, yeah, you're probably going to feel just as euphoric if you go for it, or even more so, I would argue, if you just go for a nice, ocean swim. Yeah. But I suppose what I wanted to really highlight with, one of my recent articles on this is that, yes, generally for most people, if they do it within reason, you know, just spending a couple of minutes in the ice bath, you'll probably be absolutely fine, but that's not to say there aren't some risks, and there definitely are. If you spend too much time in there, you know, it can obviously lead to hypothermia, which requires, you know, not much explanation for people. I think people have a fairly good understanding of what that entails. But people often don't realize that even when you get out of the ice bath, especially if you've been in there for quite a while, you can have what's called afterdrop, which means your core body temperature can keep falling. Oh. And that can then lead to basically fainting, you know, or worse, because you've got yourself so cold, you think you're not going to get any colder because you've got out, but actually you can keep getting colder.
So it sounds like to me like part of the danger is also people not recognizing when they're necessarily in trouble, thinking they're okay. What are the warning signs that we should look out for if we do want to go in cold water or an ice bath, that our body isn't coping and we're hitting that danger zone?
Yeah, it's that. And I'd say it's also the fact that so many people these days, especially young males, are bent on just pushing themselves, because that's really in fashion right now. So I think you should be looking out for, of course, you know, shivering. That's your body's first response to getting cold. If you're shivering, then it's, you know, you should probably just get out of the ice bath, go and warm up. You don't need to. There's no real benefit to pushing yourself past that. If you feel lightheaded or dizzy, of course, you've gone one step further. And then if you're unfortunate where you stop shivering and you're still in the cold water, then you're probably in quite a bad situation, and you're probably going into hypothermia, because the body only really stops shivering when it's at that level of coldness, basically. So yeah, definitely look out for those signs. Certainly it's based on how you feel, but you know, before you even attempt this, really, you should probably talk to your doctor, especially if you've got any sort of heart, stroke or respiratory risk. It's definitely worth getting checked out. And also just knowing that being fit, like just because you're young and fit, it doesn't protect you from cold shock. Like that's going to happen anyway. So yeah, definitely take those things into account.
If you've just joined us, we're talking ice baths with Samuel Cornell from the University of New South Wales. Let's talk about the places offering these baths. Some aren't supervised at all. Do we need some regulation here, or at the very least, better awareness about the risks?
Definitely, I think so, because these establishments are really booming. I mean, they're just popping up all over the place. You know, places offering ice baths and saunas, amongst other sort of wellness trends at the moment. I think that we need, these places need some element of supervision, because if you're leaving people to their own devices and letting them just self-regulate, letting them just stay in the water for, you know, however long and push themselves, that can lead to danger for sure. And I've seen it. I went to a place in Sydney recently, because I don't mind a sauna. Yeah. And, you know, I witnessed a guy that had spent far too long in an ice bath. He got out and he actually collapsed. And there was no supervision. You know, no one knew until I went and informed the staff member that that had happened.
So lucky you
so
were there.
Luckily, there was a lot of people around. Well, yeah, there was a lot of people around, and, you know, I was definitely straight up and getting this guy to sit down and check in on him. But yeah, the staff didn't know. So I think that if you went, you know, at a quiet time and you were on your own and you wanted to push yourself, that could lead to quite a troublesome situation. Much like when people fall asleep in the sauna, I don't recommend that either.
You've put together six safety tips for people who still want to try ice baths. I'm going to stick to the cold water swim. I think that sounds much better. Can you run us through these safety tips, just so we all know what's the best way to do it if we do want to do it?
For sure. Six quick tips. Number one, talk to your doctor and get checked out first. As I said, especially if you've got any risks such as, you know, heart, stroke or respiratory risk, definitely get checked out. Two, know your limits and be aware that being fit doesn't protect you from cold shock. Three, I would start gradually. So begin with a short, warm to cold shower before full immersion in an ice bath. Four, never go alone. Always have someone with you, especially if it's your first time doing it. And be aware that establishments often aren't supervised. 5, keep it short and watch the temperature. I would limit your session to really, you don't even need more than 3 minutes, quite frankly, and be aware that problems can still occur after you get out of the water. And 6, recognize the signs of danger. Symptoms such as shivering, numbness, and confusion, you know, there are definitely warning signs that you need to be aware of for hypothermia.
Samuel, I got a message saying women don't need to go as cold as men to get the benefit, and going beyond what is needed is harmful. What do you say to that?
I'm not aware of that evidence, to be honest. But yeah, I would say, I definitely wouldn't suggest ever pushing your limits anyway in freezing cold water.
And stick to your safety tips. Samuel, thank you so much for joining us on Drive today. I'm not going to do it. I'll stick to my hot shower in the morning.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us. Samuel Cornell, for PhD candidate, Public Health at the University of New South Wales.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.